Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, involved, engaged, sending me messages. I very much appreciate it, more than you actually know. Rick Amato will join me after the first break. There's so much. You know, the Kerry Lake issue. If you're paying attention to what's going on, something's up there. I know some of you go, oh, I already know that. Okay. Yeah. When I say something's up, what I mean by that, or the big part of it, is she's got this proof. You see it over and over again. You see how the ballots that were counted, right, when they went and looked at the numbers on these ballots or looked at the signatures, they don't match. They don't come close to matching, and they're only taking 3 seconds each to look at them, or 2 seconds, or whatever. I mean, seriously, this is important stuff. This is stuff you should be looking at. And yet, judge after judge, judge dismisses it or throws it out. When you have whistleblowers that said, I was part of that team, I was part of the people that miscounted them, or couldn't keep up because we were pressured just to approve them. One lady got up there and said, one whistleblower said that she was forced to take a couple thousand back and approve them, even though she didn't want to. Right? I mean, seriously. So I don't know how, again, we need to stay on it. We need to make sure they don't get away with this kind of stuff, and it works. All right? It really will work. I mean, and Kerry Lake has announced that she'll continue to fight. She's still going to go go after the what she's referred to as a stolen election. She said, I will take this to the Supreme Court. We will launch the most extensive ballot chasing operation in our state's history. And I hope she does it. And I hope some of you have $5 here, $10 there, $20 there. Help her make that a reality. Help her make that happen. And if you think it doesn't work, right, that the colleges aren't paying attention to a big degree, you know, I didn't do the story yesterday, never got around to it. Nothing new. But there was a professor in New York City, who was cursing at pro-life students, right, threatened a New York Post reporter, and kept telling the pro-life students that they were pushing propaganda. Which is really funny, because how do you push propaganda in saying it's a life? It's a baby. How is that propaganda? Right? Curse the pro-life students. Put a machete to a New York Post reporter's neck. And now she has been fired. Now, you know as well as I do in the past, they would have said, well, do an investigation. We'll get back to you here shortly. We'll let you know, blah, 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 blah. Nothing would have ever happened. Right? Now, Shelly Rodriguez was sacked by Hunter College just hours after the adjunct professor was caught on camera holding the blade of a veteran reporter's neck while threatening to chop him up outside the Bronx, outside her Bronx apartment. Hunter College strongly condemns the unacceptable actions of Shelley Rodriguez and has taken immediate action. School spokesman Vince DeMicelli said that Rodriguez has been relieved of her duties at Hunter College, effective immediately. Now, again, this is a win for us. We've not seen them take action this fast. And you know what? It may be far and few between. I don't know, but keep on it. Stay with it. And she was yelling at the kid, yelling at the kids, yelling at the students. She says, you're not educating crap, on the use of the word. This is blanking propaganda. What are you going to do, like, anti-trans next? It's amazing. You stick up for the life of babies. That's not propaganda. That's real. What they are real. What they are developing to be is real. But what's happened is these pro-abortion people, not all, have become so aggressive, so nasty at times. And we're the violent ones, right? They're just amazing to me. Now, again, then she went after the reporter. She said, get the blank away from my door. I'm going to chop you up with this machete. Get the blank away from my door. Get the blank away. She just kept screaming at him. And she's there teaching your kids. You okay with that? Right? I mean, I'm sorry, but the bottom line with it is they're hiring these people to teach your kids. They're hiring these people. These are adjunct professors. This didn't just happen. This kind of behavior of hers didn't just happen. And if you believe it did, this is like a first. Man, you need a lot of help. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Amato joins me right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
And as death and destruction reigns here in California, well, actually all across the U.S., I was just watching a story during the break about a young 13-year-old girl that was beaten and raped by a 16-year-old MS-13 gang member, you know, a kid that was led over the border because, you know, you got to let the kids in. Wasn't vetted properly, and this is the kind of thing that this MS-13 gang member was already known for. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? You know, it's nice that we can trust the government to protect us. Isn't that so cool? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on so we can commiserate together. Rick Amato is joining me. He's a political commentator, syndicated news columnist. Rick is also the host of Politics and Profits. Rick, Always like your time with, enjoy your time with me.
It's great to be with you and your audience, Joe.
Yeah. You know, you get vetted better than this, frankly and honestly, to go into a school class. You know, when you show up at the district office, they vet you better. This is crazy that they're letting these kids over the board. I mean, I'm doing that because that's what they're saying. They're just kids. What could be wrong with letting kids? We got to protect the kids. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where to start. It's just insane. Insane's a polite word. It's reckless might be a better word.
But it's kind of our fault, Rick, too, because when I say ours, I mean the collective ours. The, you know, where were the parents that are supposed to be speaking up? Where are the parents that, you know, that is, should be yelling back? Because, you know, I got to tell people, this could be your daughter. This didn't have to be this 13-year-old different family. It could have been your family.
Well, but Joe, you're asking where are the parents? Didn't you see what the head of one of the national teachers unions said this week?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Schools know better than parents. Who are parents to think they know better than schools?
I know. God bless. Yeah, and you know what? And being one of those parents who I won't say almost fell into, but was almost forced to fall into that trap. Yeah, they make you feel, say, look, hey, Mrs. Messina, I've got 30 years in education, and I can tell you, I've seen people like your son before, and this is what they need. This is what we need to expose them to, and this is what we need to have them do. Totally wrong.
Yeah.
I went with my gut, and it was the right thing to do, but most people would say, well, you know what, they got 30 years of experience, and, you know, maybe we should listen to them, right? They're the expert.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's take a step further. His rationale to the parents?
Yeah.
The teachers see your kids every day.
Yeah.
like the parents don't.
Right. And look, I'll go along with that to a point. Only for a year, though. I got them for 18, 20, 25. Depending on how bad you screw them up, I could have them for 40 or 50 years. And, you know, teachers get them all the time. And, you know, it's a fight against the values of the family. Because here you have teachers, you have the education system telling them things or trying to teach them moral values based on the education system. You have parents going, no, we don't believe that in our house. That's not the way we live our lives. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's get back.
Go ahead.
Go finish up.
No, I, you know, you had mentioned we're the parents, and it reminded me of that story this week. The story is shocking. I'm surprised the story is not bigger. I shouldn't be surprised with today's media coverage. And the head of that teachers union should be humiliated, self-humiliated. But, you know, I'm drawing all sorts of conclusions. My bottom line conclusion is I don't think all teachers are like that. The head of the teachers union is. And what this demonstrates is that at the top, politics reigns.
Yeah.
And, that, you know, I'm sure he's getting political influence, and that's what led him to his isolated conclusion.
Yeah, Rick, you know, many, though, educators, not all. I got some great teachers I know, but many educators feel that way. We're the professionals. We know the right thing to do with your children. We've gone through some, you know, child psychology classes. So we know everything. You don't know anything. My God, thank God for them, because think of what our parents went through. They didn't know what they were doing. Look at what they turned out. Look at just the two guys here. How, what a bad job they did with us, because they didn't rely on the teacher.
Boy. Yeah. Exactly.
Amazing. All right. So apparently, right now, according to the NAACP, Florida's not the place to go if you're a person of color. They started off with, you know, black folks and what have you. They went down the list and they ended up saying that, you know, people of color should stay away from Florida. It's bad for you. You're not welcome here. Coming from a man who was probably sitting in his house there in Tampa, the head of the NAACP, telling us how bad Florida was. So either he's really severely mentally ill or he's just lying.
You know, a moment ago, Joe, I referenced politics and the head of the teachers union. This demonstrates the sickness of politics that that has taken over an organization, an institution that was created for all the right reasons, and now it's just political agenda, political sickness. The reason, more than any other, it caught my attention, Joe. I may have mentioned this to you and your audience a few weeks ago. I don't know, but it seems semi-familiar. I related to what this outrage that was said by the head of the NAACP, and as you point out, he lives in Tampa. About a year ago, let me back up a second. As you know, Joe, and men, perhaps people in your audience are aware, I used to be a primetime host at the then brand new One American News TV network.
Mm-hmm.
I was the very first person ever hired there. Help them launch the network. Why am I saying that? What does it have to do with what you just said? About a year ago, I was approached by a group of investors out of New York and elsewhere, but the key contact that connected with me was out of New York. He said, Rick, we're putting together a big offer to buy One American News. We know that you helped launch it. What if they accept our offer, we are we're bringing you back. Well, turns out there was an offer made in the $200 million range, cash, by the way. That offer was accepted. Sounds like I'm off on a tangent, but I'm not.
Sure. No, go ahead. I'm listening.
And now the due diligence begins, right? You know, One America ownership accepts the offer, so that the investors who made the offer do their due diligence.
You're going to have to hold
the other side of the ring.
Yeah, you hold that for the commercial. Don't forget, we want to hit that on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Rick Amato right after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk. Correspondent Von Hilliard says DeSantis is using Musk's platform because of Twitter's reach.
He has access to millions of Americans, a platform that, frankly, a political operation could not have access to.
Several reports say the Republican Florida governor will announce that he's running for president live on Twitter Wednesday night in a conversation with Musk. DeSantis trails former President Trump by by a wide margin in every major national poll. The days of Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords are coming to an end. The streamer began emailing customers Tuesday about its new password policy. Subscribers are given two options now. Transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside their household for about an extra $8 a month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solutions. The way we win. It's the only way we win. JoeMazzini.com. Head up there. Check out the shows. Check out the posts. All kinds of stuff happening. Let me bring him back on. Rick Amato joins me, as he does every week, to kind of go over the issues of the day, the crazy stuff that's happening out there in the, the social media world. Because, my God, I couldn't, if this was everyday life for the last 60 years of my life, I don't know if I'd still be here. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for being with me.
You got it.
All right. So let's get back to your One American News story.
Yeah. So as we were saying before the break, let me just kind of, for those who may have just joined in during the break, of course, NAACP came out and said that Florida is a terrorist state, or, you know, don't travel there if you're a person of color. And my point is that it's, while that organization was founded for all the right reasons, it's become politicized, a political agenda. And the reason that story really hit home with me and caught my attention. It was about a year ago. I was contacted by a group of investors out of New York. They were flying here to San Diego, where One American News TV network is headquartered. They said, Rick, we're making an offer to buy One American News. We've been meeting with them on Monday. They called me on a Thursday. And if they accept the offer, we're bringing you back. The offer was accepted. It's a $230 million cash offer, and now the investors start their due diligence. In the process of that due diligence, this is about a year ago, about 14 months ago, they discovered that One America's contract with DirecTV was coming due, was expiring, was up for renewal in 60 or 90 days. And they went to One America and said, you've got to renew that contract before for this deal to work. We're not going to. Yeah. And by the way, I should mention, 80% of One America's revenue came through its distribution with DirecTV.
Wow.
So you got to renew that. Yeah. So all of a sudden, somehow, and One America says, don't worry, we have a good relationship over there. We'll get this renewed. And this is all, no one knows this is going on. It's not public. I know because I'm behind the scenes on it. Somehow, magically, it gets leaked to the media that DirecTV has a contract about that's expiring in 60 or 90 days with One American News. And now the media is wondering, will they renew that contract with, quote, unquote, the extreme right-wing network? And before you know it, I'm now reading that the head of the NAACP is flying into Washington, D.C. to meet with the head of DirecTV to explain why the NAACP does not want to see DirecTV renew the contract with One American News.
Wow.
Yes. And guess what? It did not get renewed. And therefore, that deal fell through. So when I saw this news with Florida and the NAACP, I immediately thought back to this story. And this is all politics. And I've lost a tremendous amount of respect for the NAACP, founded for all the right reasons, and there were years where it had the right, where it did the right thing, but it's been years where it hasn't done the right thing. And we're seeing, like, certain national teachers' unions calling parents, telling parents they don't know as much as their teachers do about their kids.
You're trying to give me heartburn, right? You're trying to get me to throw up in my mouth? Is that what you're doing? I mean, serious.
It's the same thing. Politics for all around. It's one of the reasons why I became a conservative, because I believe in minimal government, minimal politics. I'm not saying the Republican Party is the beaming light. I'm just saying.
No, not by any stretch.
Yeah.
God. No, they scare me too. So I've been saying this all along to people. Well, thank God we have Kevin McCarthy. Why? Thank God. I mean, these guys aren't going to do anything. They never do. Some of the stuff that they're doing now is nothing more than a show, right? A little bit of drama, because they're not going to get it through the Senate, and they need to be as sneaky as the Senate is. I mean, as the Democrats are. We've never seemed to learn that, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
The Democrats, well, now we're off on a little bit tangent, but it's related. The Democratic Party is so much more organized, particularly here in California. More organized at getting things done. And what I mean by that is.
Well, they know how to maneuver, Rick. They know the ins and outs of the law, they know the ins and outs of parliamentary maneuvering. I watched them do it. To get things done, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I bet you have. Because I was about to say that they do a better job of getting people elected at the local level, including school boards.
Mm-hmm. I watched Sherry Nadler today. They're still having the hearings on some of this stuff. Little Jerry. You know, I call him, a little Weeble. Remember the Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down?
That's hilarious.
That's what he looks like to me. So
that, I love it. I'm stealing that from you.
Go ahead. So he says. So he's talking about since 42 has been lifted, right? The illegal crossings have gone down. People are following the law now. I'm thinking to myself, what are they? Do they lock all these people in a room? They fill it with smoke from dope or something like that, and then show them videos that they believe to be true at that point in time? I mean, how do you do that with a straight face, knowing you're lying? There's no way that those Congress people on the left don't know what's going on there at the border. Do you agree?
I agree, and I think I'm not saying 100% of the time, but a lot of the time, I just feel that these people live in their own world, their own with some cocoon or whatever cliche I'm looking for. And
how about cave? Does cave fit in this case, right?
Cave.
God.
They're lies because they say it so much. I mean, it's such an agenda talking point that in their mind it's the truth. Because it's...
Oh, yeah. All their people are saying it. The people around them are saying it. The people around them are believing it. You know, again, just amazing. All right, let's move on to Anheuser-Busch's little boo-boo. and now they're having to buy back the beer. I didn't know beer expired, but whatever.
Yeah, I didn't know it expired because we always drank it faster than
they could make it. Yeah, go ahead.
But Anheuser-Busch, on the business front, They are now buying back expired beer from their wholesalers because the whole woke transgender thing isn't going well. I look at Anheuser-Busch's stock, symbol is Bud, B-U-D. It's pretty amazing. Over the last year, the stock is up really nicely. Over the last month, it's down dramatically. And, of course, it's been in that time frame in which they decided to go woke and broke.
Wow.
You know, these companies are using the rationale that we want to be inclusive. I believe that 80% of the American people agree with inclusivity. Where's the other 20? The extreme on each end of the political spectrum are out in their own world. 80% of the American people agree with inclusivity. But what people don't agree on is having politics and lectures being thrown in your face. You know, I believe, Joe, if Anheuser-Busch and others, if they truly wanted to send a message of inclusivity, a message of caring, of love of humankind, and do it through including the LGBTQ community in their marketing, there's a way that could be done, and people would say, you know what, let the people live their own lives. But the way it was done...
Yeah, Rick, inclusivity with beer. What do you want? You want a rainbow can? I mean, beer is beer. All right? I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you a funny story when we come back. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Always a pleasure having you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just getting involved and engaged with the conversation. It will help you, believe it or not, get involved and engaged in the solution because you'll get information you didn't have before. Anyway, Rick Amato joins me. Always appreciate his time with me. And, you know, Rick is a political commentator, the syndicated newsletter columnist. Rick's also the host of Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. And Rick, tell people where they can find your show and where they can hear you.
Okay, you can watch us, our TV show, on Roku. It's on the Your America TV channel. Those are three separate words, Your America TV. And we have a news site. I keep waiting for it to I come on each week, so it's almost finished. We're almost there, folks. I'm going to put up on my tech team. It's at youramericatv.com. If you go there now, you will see videos of the show. The written word content is in pre-launch mode, so don't you won't see any new articles there. But you can watch our show at youramericatv.com and on Roku at Your America TV.
Listen. So we were talking during the break. I mean, in the last segment, we were talking about inclusivity and you felt that, you know, some of those companies, Americans as a whole don't mind inclusivity, which I think you're right to a degree. Like, do your own thing and leave me alone. That's how I grew up. Do what you want to do and just kind of leave me alone. But they don't really, I believe the bulk of the left in the on these companies, I don't believe personally, they think of inclusivity maybe the way you and I do. And I think one of the examples I always love to give is when you talk about border security, securing the border, or a new immigration, let's go with that, new immigration policy. Do you really think that if you took a blank piece of paper and you wrote, you know, a new immigration policy at the top of each and you gave them to a bunch of Democrats and a bunch of Republicans, they would look the same at all? They wouldn't. They have two different mindsets of what, you know, a comprehensive immigration policy means. And I think it's the same thing here. What do you have to do to beer to make it inclusive? It's beer. Whether you're gay, lesbian, transgender, or straight, you're turning wrenches on your car at NASCAR, just sucking back a beer. How do you make that any more inclusive?
I don't know what to say exactly. I mean, you know, beer seems to, over my lifetime, it's used sports and pretty girls to sell beer.
Right.
So,
yeah, yes.
So, one would assume they're going after sports-minded men over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know.
I'm just saying to you, it's almost like you're in business. You understand. I mean, just name of your show says it all, right? So how many people sit around in a boardroom and go, you know, okay, how do we reach the 0.002% of people in this area? And let's just upend our whole line and do that. You know, like Target now is in a bit of hot water, right? So they decide that they're going to be more pride or more inclusive, as you put it. And so you walk into Target, and the store is now in the middle of the store, right there. You have this whole pride thing with for little kids all the way up to teens. They have tuck-friendly bathing suits. I mean, I can really get us all red-faced here in a second. And then over to the left, you have the boys' section. Over to the right, you have the girls' section. You're going, really? Is this really what you're trying to do?
And I have to just come up front and say, Joe, I read about the tuck-friendly bathing suit.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. I guess you tuck it in, or I don't know.
You tuck it. Yeah, it makes it easier for you to tuck, but I'm going to tell you, when you're 4 years old, there's really nothing to tuck anyhow, okay? So, I mean, what are we doing here? What are we teaching these kids at that age? You want colorful swimsuits? You can get that in the boys or girls section. You don't need a special section. But somebody at Target sitting around a board meeting said, hey, let's try this.
Well, you're right. It's, you know, 0.2%. That's what went through my head with Anheuser-Busch and these other companies, including Target. Why are they, initially I was confused, why are they so prominent about going after 0.2% of the population? And my conclusion became that, well, they're not really trying to sell to that population because it's too small. They're trying to demonstrate that they're open-minded, quote-unquote, inclusive, and somewhere along the line, their market research has shown that there's X percentage of population that thinks that's wonderful. And I think that's what they calculated.
You know what? Somebody's got to engage. I'm reading part of the article here where it says several of the woke corporation locations in the South were told by the Southern moms, move that crap to the back of the store.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, look at the other thing is they're talking about, you know, they have binding device, chest binding devices there. And you go into yourself, look, they're causing harm. This isn't just a right wing conspiracy or a scare tactic. The doctors are saying that these are causing harm to little girls. Why would you allow them to use them? Target, why would you sell them? Why would you promote them?
Right. Right. And the CEO of Target has said, you know, we may have had a backlash, but it's he called it inclusive capitalism, and inclusive capitalism is good. I think he's trying to defend his mistake in front of shareholders.
And now they're sitting in the boardroom, right? And somebody says, okay, look, at great job, guys, moving all that stuff to the middle store. Let's go hire this trans-Satanist to design satanic kids' pride clothing. That whole board needs to be wiped out, and you need to start all over. So,
trans-Satanist. You know, let that sink in with the audience out there. Target hired a trans-Satanist to help design clothes. What the heck?
For kids. Not even just a clothing. They don't say they brought him in to do a clothing line. They brought him in to design satanic pride clothing for children.
And whether it's trans or trons or trends, satanic. Why anything satanic?
Well, right. I'm with you. I'm sitting here saying, okay, again, who thought that was a good idea? Who loses their job? How much money does a Target or Anheuser-Busch or any one of those have to lose before they go, okay, Mr. CEO, this obviously isn't for you. See you later.
Yeah, well, as you probably are aware, and your audience is, the marketing person over at Anheuser-Busch who made that decision is gone.
Yep.
And I'm sure the CEO said, let's do this before I'm gone, too.
You know, the Satanist is putting out clothing and pins, what have you. One of them says Satan respects pronouns. I'm sure that's just wonderful and happy. And God bless. You know, they make it fun and kind of goofy and what have you. And it becomes, I guess it becomes more acceptable to some. But I think the mama bears are believing that the mama bears are starting to come out of their shell and go, okay, look, we put up with a lot over the years. We're done. And I'm hoping they come in with a vengeance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If they're aware of it, that is, because, I think a lot of people are shocked to hear that Target hired a Satanist.
Well, you know what? They were, further down in the article, it talks about how the Target upper echelon was shocked. Ready? This is why I think they're on drugs over there. They were shocked to discover that their customer base did not approve of the trans-Satanist children's clothing line. Totally caught off guard. And I'm like, are you really? What the heck? What do we do to these people, to this generation? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Speechless on that one.
No,
he can't make that up. It sounds like it's being made up a right wing conspiracy theorist is making that up to try and make us all look bad.
No,
it's true.
when I started this show, I used to do these stories all the time. I did pole dancing mommy and me classes up in Northern California, and people said, "Oh, come on, you're reading this out of the Onion. You're making this stuff up." I go, "Nah." No, some of the stuff that you couldn't lay there and think about it and try to make it up, all right? It's really happening. So it's just amazing. All right, Rick, we only got about 30 seconds left. Tell people how they can find you, how they can listen to your show, and that kind of thing.
All right. Catch us on TV on Roku on the Your America TV channel. Three separate words. Just go into Roku search and put Your America TV. Find us online at youramericatv.com. When you go there, that site is in pre-launch mode. You can watch our show at youramericatv.com. The articles are in pre-launch.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm sure, like mine, it'll take a little bit, but we'll get them there. Anyhow, Rick, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate your time, man.
All right. Great to see you, Junior.
Joe Zito, your host. Brad Dinkins joins us in the next hour. We're going to talk about your legal rights and really, how do you enforce them? We'll be back in a little bit.